Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Columbo, and it seems that our station's having some glitches, but let's start with telling you that today we are entering into the Justice Club, and the Justice Club is about injustices, legal abuses, and about justice, but we know there is very little justice because I am the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse. The Irwin Award winner, it went international, and it ended up in global magazines, newspapers, Daily Law Journal, veterans newspapers, and on local and major radio stations. And surprisingly, a traditional publisher didn't pick up this fabulous book that went from, after it was taken out of print by myself, because of an injustice dealing with the publisher, it skyrocketed to $1,200 per book, then went to $900, then to $600, and then to $90, and I believe $60 if you can find it used. And so that says a lot right there. How many books have skyrocketed from $20 to $1,200? For a moment. So that's how many injustices there are out there and legal abuses, and how many people are actually concerned about those issues and have been silent because they fear their government. And when the people fear their government, we have a serious problem in the United States of America that is no longer a superpower operated by a republic under the rule of law, by we the people who are the government, but operated by dictators, tyrannical dictators who have accepted huge donations behind closed doors usually or in secret without public scrutiny or transparency, campaign donations in 5, 6, 7 numbers. And when these billionaires who are anti-American and anti-Israel and anti-Jew and anti-Christian and anti-Catholic and anti-God of the Bible and anti-Bible and anti-cross and anti-Christian churches, Catholic churches, and Jewish temples, we have a problem in America. Because why do we have a problem? Because America framers wrote, created, approved, and signed under great risk the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, to make sure that we were protected in a sovereign nation, not a democratic nation, but a republic operating by the rule of law, in a safe and secure sovereign nation that is secured the Canadian and Mexican borders and the oceans and the skies, for the safety and welfare of every legal, natural-born American, and secondly, every legal, naturalized, loyal American who assimilated as American. Because what we have now, we are a serious melting pot of natural-born Americans who are coming last, even though this is our homeland, and we were babies born to two legal Americans who, or maybe your grandparents came here, maybe your great-grandparents came here, and then they gave birth as legal Americans, two legal Americans, a mother and father, to a baby born on U.S. soil as protected soil. That made them a natural-born American citizen. And that made this our homeland. And we are innate to the United States soil. So we have passion and love and loyalty to our God-given blessed land of plenty that we are to protect and preserve for future generations, and not to wipe out future natural-born Americans, because without babies, you do not have future of any sovereign nation, any race in that nation, any ethnicity of that nation. You will wipe them out without giving birth to enough babies to grow up and love their country and their race, their ethnicity, their culture, their civilization, their way of life, their dancing, their music, their instruments, whatever it is. It will not exist in the future without giving birth to enough babies in sovereign nations to be legal citizens of those nations, which is a baby born on that soil in that sovereign nation to two legal parents of that sovereign nation. So, that is extremely important to remember, because we are losing our country. We are being denied free will, free choice, especially during the lockdowns and ever since the lockdown. We have been indoctrinated into our schools with garbage, feeding our kids garbage. Not just food-wise, but emotionally and mentally, by denying them physical education without having to pay $1,000 to be a football player or a basketball player. We are denying them reading, writing, arithmetic, history, real U.S. history, because they are changing it as I speak. Well, China is changing the Christian Bible while I speak, because there are so many people in China underground wanting to practice Christianity, but they will be very severely punished if they are caught. So China decides it's too many people going underground wanting to be Christians and wanting to read the Bible and study the Bible and believe in the Bible. So they decided they're going to revise the Judeo-Christian Bible to meet their communist agendas. I think that's called plagiarism and also copyright violations, but I could be wrong. So in the meantime, who are these billionaires who appear to have great disdain for America, Americans, and Israel, and Jews, and Christians, and Catholics, and any other religion that believes in the Bible, and whether it's the Old or New Testament, because Israel and America are allies, always have been, and we believe in the same Bible that is bonded together. The Jews believe in the Old Testament, and the Christians believe in the Old and New Testament that began the Second Testament with the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But the Jews do not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. So there's the difference, but it doesn't matter, because we believe in the same God of the same Old and New Testament. And that is a bond, and no one can break it with their marches, with their protests, with their indoctrination in Western civilization to bring our youth into these marches to sympathize with extremist groups who torture babies, children, and adults who oppose their religion and their ideologies. In America, we don't do that. We don't arrest people because they don't like our choice of religion, but we are doing that now. Since 2009, we've arrested pastors. Canada's doing it, doing the very same thing. Priests, rabbis, for praying, for sharing the gospel, for holding a Christian leaflet on U.S. soil. This is our homeland. People come here to assimilate, and that's part of the immigration laws. And if they do not want to assimilate, they're in the wrong country. They need to live in the countries they love, with the ideologies they love, with the punishments they love, with the laws they love, with the religions they love, the foods they love, and stop trying to change the United States of America into an unrecognizable country of their cultures, their laws, their foods, their dress codes, their political agendas that are not in line with the United States Constitution. And no one should be allowed to swear on a foreign book of laws and religion that is bonded together, cannot be separated, and pledge their allegiance with their hand on that book to those foreign ideologies and say that they are representing the American people who were born on this soil, while they are indoctrinating the youth to sympathize with extremists who are coming against America, Israel, Jews, Christians, Catholics, and the Bible, and our sovereignty, and our law enforcers, and our military. Wake up, and they better wake up fast, because they also need to ask the question, all the gays who are supporting this movement against America called by these extremists the Big Satan, and by these extremists who call Israel the Little Satan, and their written and stated strategic goals under their umbrella coalition of 57 nations or countries is to wipe out Israel and America. And they do not approve of the gay lifestyle. And people who are gay should be very careful of what groups they're joining and supporting and sympathizing with without reading what happens to gays under their ideologies, under their laws. You really need to work to read that and research it before making such a decision. And on that note, I'm going to take a break because I wrote a book that is not just a book. It is a message for the world about our humanity. Critics say it is a message about our humanity and our survival. But it is a political satire, fictional characters, fictional adventure story, Orwellian style. And it has some funny pictures in it. That'll put a smile on your face while you're reading along to see, will Professor Noah, chosen for this mission, able to save humanity by traveling across the oceans in search of the lost and unseen, untouched tablets left behind by the Judeo-Christian dinosaur nation after they were made extinct. This is an international award-winning message for the world.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Columbo Chronicles live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles live.
That's right. Listen up, because now we're going to enter into the world of the Justice Club. And there is an article I found very interesting on Breitbart. I'm sure that everyone remembers Breitbart. He was a bright guy who was questioning the elections of 2008, and suddenly he had a heart attack. So this article is on Breitbart.com. You can find it, read it yourself. Peter Schweitzer's director of research set to unveil results of two-tier investigation into Gates, Zuckerberg, and Soros. These are all billionaires with lots and lots of power and influence over our government, our big pharma, our American Medical Association, and our children, believe it or not, and the Department of Education and universities around the nation, like China, who also donates to our universities. And we have more Chinese foreign students in our universities than any from any other country. Isn't that interesting? God bless the Chinese people, but as far as the leaders go with their communist tyrannical manifesto against their people, we cannot accept that of behavior in the free world, nor do we want it. And nor should their citizens have to be oppressed. Well, actually, I call it sod, suppressed, oppressed, and depressed. So Seamus Brunner's newest investigation, Control Oligarchs, peers into the future and provides a haunting and revelatory expose of the leftist elitist playbook for the next 5 years, Schweitzer says. So let's just get into this article here. Let me mention, let's see. Okay. So Brunner is taking on his biggest targets yet in control oligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret steals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life. Schweitzer praised the book as one of a kind, since it reveals for the first time ever, the future plans of a small yet powerful group of billionaire elites who steer government policy and profit by controlling your life. Not just your life, everyone's life is affected. In fact, we're being affected right now, not knowing what they're going to do with our cash, our coins, our gold, our silver. It doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve. This is not in the article. It's me ranting. It doesn't belong to the people, the board on the Federal Reserve. It is not their money. That is not even an American bank. It is not an American Federal Reserve. It is a foreign Federal Reserve who controls our taxes, our money, our gold, our silver. Have you ever seen it? What happened to it? In fact, during 9/11, when those buildings were attacked, it was alleged that Building 7 had gold stored at the bottom of that building, and no one knows what happened to the gold and very important documents that were destroyed about the government in that building. So that's what was alleged, but it's not so hard to believe in today's world, is it? So lots of things can happen to evidence and whistleblowers. So the article says, at GAI, we follow the money, and now we've fallen all the way to the top, Brunner said. Adding that, this investigation names names. It reveals who is really controlling our lives. The real heist of history is happening in Davos and on Wall Street and in Silicon Valley, not in the Kabuki Theater of Washington, D.C. That is a very true statement right there. You count on that one. Backed by a mountain of IRS financial filings, insider documents, private communications, and corporate records, Controligarchs rips back the curtain on never-before-published revelations about the life-altering schemes that globalist elites have in store for you. They have so many agendas for you that began way back with the United Nations Agenda 21. And if you recall, we were not to mention Agenda 21. We were to remain silent. And people were fearful, even radio hosts, talking about Agenda 21. Because Agenda 21 is the United Nations hope of becoming a privatized United Nations that will run the world along with WHO, World Health Organization, that should be defunded. And the biggest funder is Bill Gates of WHO, CDC, and NIH. At least in the past he was. And he is invested, as everyone knows, in Big Pharma. And he continues to tell us there will be more surprises, along with Dr. Fauci, coming against the people in the form of a virus. And he even says that the next virus you will pay attention to. So why does he predict that there will be more viruses coming to America and the world, along with Dr. Fauci, if they weren't pre-planned? Does he have a crystal ball? Is he a psychic? Is Dr. Fauci a psychic? Interesting, isn't it? And he also stated that on video, on camera, seen on news and social media, prior to the jabs being rolled out in January 2021, the experimental jabs, they call them vaccines, they were not FDA short and long-term studied for direct adverse health effects, and they were not published in any medical journals, and they were not licensed by the FDA. That made them an experimental jab with a Pfizer trade secret formula, so people had no idea what was injected into their bodies, or, as Dr. Fauci said, there were unknown consequences to individuals. But in reality, they had a long list of direct adverse health effects, which included myocarditis, heart attacks, paralysis, sterility, and much more, including death. They did not disclose that to the American people or the world. They offered donuts, free donuts, and free pizza if you get a jab. Or they used fear-mongering, threats, and coercion and isolation if you didn't get a jab or didn't wear their silly mask. Silly masks that cut off your oxygen supply when that's exactly what you need to keep yourself healthy along with your immune system if you have a cold, a flu, or pneumonia. Oh, well, I think I'm the only critical thinker, and you can read those posts at roseforjustice.com informing you that you should be asking these questions. So anyway, this particular article goes on Breitbart saying, weaponizing artificial intelligence, AI. The Controligarchs are rapidly ratcheting up AI to extinguish what remains of the free market and push Americans into socialism via ESG scores, mass layoffs, and a meager universal basic income. Their end goal? Total control over you, and I want to add your kids. Yeah. And under a China-style social credit score system, well, I've been publishing this for many years now about the Gates 2021 ID is actually the merit app Communist China created through AI that eliminates cash and forces people to be judged on a credit app that provides them a credit score. And based on their credit score, the government controls what they can buy, what they can sell, where they can go, where they can travel, where they can work. So you become no more than a human commodity for worth or lack of worth to be awarded or punished by your creditors, the government, and these billionaires. So they can wipe out your bank account if they turn it into digital coins. They can freeze your accounts. And just to let you know, they've done that before this new digital idea came about. They have done that to people. They've frozen their bank accounts. They've taken their money. They've caused people much pain and suffering, especially if a bank's going under and they refuse to give you your money. That is a sure sign that they're going under. Anyway, it was like Washington Mutual, and there were several of the banks that went under without informing their customers, or shut their doors without informing their customers. It's a wonderful life. Breitbart says in this article, preparing for the next pandemic. There you go. The next pandemic and the next pandemic and the next pandemic. Wow, how positive is this information coming from these billionaires? They think they aren't going to get sick. They think they aren't going to pass away. What is their point? Seriously, what is their point to do this to America and the free world? The control oligarchs want to reinstate their lockdowns. They want you locked down. They want you isolated because they plan on rolling out these robots, these robotoids, these humanoids, these clones. And China has an underground facility where they have been using, experimenting and researching and creating the superhuman. And they have, you can read about this information on roseforjustice.com blog, because I've been blogging about these issues for a long time. And they have computers, the beasts, computers that collect your DNA. So you have no idea, like at the airport when they swab your hand. You ever had that happen at the airport? For your safety, right? It's all for your safety, being naked x-rayed for your safety. Seriously? Seriously, because radiation kills. Radiation causes cancer, can cause cancer, can cause cataracts, can stunt the child's growth, can cause sterility. But it's for your benefit that the airports naked x-rayed Americans and people from around the world without any liability and unknown consequences to those who are naked x-rayed. And you couldn't fly. You're going to be punished if you didn't get naked x-rayed. And or what? Patted down intrusively in your private parts by some who were unscrupulous employees reported in the news down the road. It's all for your benefit. But guess what? These billionaires, that doesn't happen to them. They aren't naked x-rayed. They aren't DNA swabbed at the airport. They don't have a hair strand pulled out. They don't have to go through any of those procedures, iris scan, facial scan, et cetera. But you do. So is that another death panel, the naked x-ray? Because nobody knows how high the levels were when you went through those naked x-rays. Because you aren't going to know if you get cancer down the road or cataracts or skin cancer or whatever happens. You're not going to connect it to those naked x-rays. Plotting money heist. Wall Street titans like BlackRock are working hand in glove with central banks around the world to debank their opposition by seizing control of our currency and digitalizing it, all while tracking our every move. Well, this appears to be very unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful, and it also appears to be intrusively invading our privacy, violating all constitutional rights, as well as without our consent, agreement, and willingness or knowledge. It is the greatest grand theft robbery in all of U.S. history and the world by these people who have taken it upon themselves to thwart, ignore, violate, and trample upon the constitutional rights, liberties, freedoms, laws of the United States of America. And they're getting away with it. Because they donate 5, 6, and 7 figures to the greedy legislators during their campaigns, and now they've included the Department of Justice, who have been politically motivated, let's say, by these donations. I mean, how can they resist 5, 6, and 7 figures? Target someone to destroy their lifestyle, to take away all their property, their assets, to humiliate them, to bring them to their knees. Nonstop, if they decide to do that. I mean, they can pull out so many laws that you violated even if you didn't violate them. They just have to keep accusing you, and you have to keep fighting back. How are you going to get your property back? How are you going to get the years back they've stolen from you? How are you going to get the financial, emotional, and monetary distress that they caused you back? When they have the power to abuse their power without any accountability. So is America still under the greatest merciful, just, fair, equitable system ever, except maybe we're just a little more sophisticated. Funding the radical left rise. This article on Breitbart says, a coalition of billionaires and bureaucrats have created an unholy alliance by co-opting leftist politicians and mobilizing grassroots activists such as the Squad. The Squad. What are they doing in Congress? They don't represent me. They don't represent most Americans who were born on this soil, and some of them were not born on this soil. And some of them are anti-Americans, anti-Jew, anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, but pro-sympathetic to extremist groups who kidnap people, torture them, U.S. Navy SEALs, shoot them down in the skies while flying over Afghanistan. How did they even know about the mission? How did these people who lived in caves with no money and no jobs suddenly become so powerful? Who funded them? Was it that $6 billion to Iran? Of our taxes for our own demise? Was it the trips flown in secretly at night for 8 years of unidentified people from foreign enemy nations who sympathize or are members of these extremist groups entering our country, standing on our soil, shouting out on our U.S. public sidewalks under the Obama watch, death to America and death to Israel? How did it happen? There are answers. Unfortunately, you weren't paying attention for the most part. Profiting from the population control agenda. Bill Gates, George Soros, Warren Buffett, the Rockefellers, and their billionaires are secretly profiting from birth control pharmaceuticals like the abortion-inducing pill, mifepristone, which the United States Supreme Court is set to review. Well, isn't it interesting that the FDA approves all of these prescription drugs for mostly females, and including diet pills, without short and long-term research and studies and publications before putting them on the market as safe, like the experimental jabs, and touting it on MSM as 100% safe vaccines when they were not licensed vaccines. They were experimental injections with the secret trade secret formula of Pfizer, who refused to tell you what they're injecting into your bodies or what it does to your bodies and why they used a trade secret formula. And the Senate probably doesn't care because they've never asked them. And if they asked them, they gave them a pass. Just keep jabbing people with secret trade secret formulas. And what about the mRNA? Did they ask them about that? And did anybody get held accountable for lying? Because they later came out and said, yes, it does alter your DNA after millions of people were jabbed. And the PrEP is a 90-day experimental injection. And it also said if people die or are injured, that they must stop it and end it, not add the children to it. So here we are. Here we are. Anyway, Breitbart News has obtained an early look at this critical investigation and its never-before-reported revelations. Control oligarchs cover features. Oh, the cover features World Economic Forum and the God. He said he's a God. Klaus Schwab is a billionaire. Meta owner Mark Zuckerberg, who banned me from telling my opinion and truth or questioning anything after 12 years on Facebook of being praised by his staff, which I have records of. Suddenly, I was banned. So, Microsoft Bill Gates, Amazon Jeff Bezos, and leftist billionaire George Soros are on the cover of this new book, Control Oligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life. And dominate they are. They are dominating our life when they are now controlling the banks, along with the banks, your hard-earned cash that our leaders should have never allowed Nixon to stop backing our cash with gold, and the presidents thereafter and the Congress should have reinstated that our dollars were backed with gold to to stop enemy nations from coming against America with Wall Street CEOs who are involved in this to take over the world's influence and power and control over everybody's lives and tell you what you can and cannot do, buy, sell, be, or where you can go or you cannot go. That's called slavery. So that's a violation of our U.S. Constitution, unlawful, illegal, and no one in our government is holding anyone accountable for trampling on the Constitution of the United States to overthrow it and shred it like the Speaker of the House did when Trump was giving his worldwide television and stood up and wanted to be the center of attention and shredded the State of the Union speech in front of the world, which was so disrespectful to everyone who was there and everyone watching, especially the natural-born American people who love our country. And whoever we elect into office should be, okay, we'll try next time. Not, we're going to destroy this person. We're going to make sure he's removed. We're going to make sure he goes to prison. We're going to make sure we strip him of everything he ever worked for in his life or earned, every single penny. And we're going to harass him 24/7 for every year of his life as of 2015. That's called cruel and unusual punishment. But, of course, the United States Constitution doesn't appear to be in effect today. And on that note, I'm going to take a break, and we will come right back.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Thank God we're 6 feet above the ground. That makes us all live. So that's where we want to be. On the Justice Club, I wanted to talk about today's news. Explosion in Texas, shelter-in-place order issued. Well, this is very disturbing because if you recall, not so long ago, all of those explosions were happening in America and around the world, and then we've had all of these wildfires burning down food plants and farms and forests and so forth, even the rainforest. So these are very serious issues as to how this all accelerated after our borders were wide open and the police and the sheriffs and the ICE and Border Patrol were defunded and people from foreign nations were not vetted or background checked and did not have to assimilate as Americans, but demanded we assimilate as part of their culture and eat their food and stop eating our food and stop sharing our Christian or Jewish religion on public sidewalks because they would call the police and say that we have insulted them under their religion after the 2009 elections when the hate crimes bill was imposed protecting them and not American Christians and Jews. And that is the truth. Were you paying attention? I was. A chemical plant explosion that sent massive plumes of black smoke into the air Rock Shepherd, Texas, Wednesday morning. This is breaking news, and it will be updated. Chemical plant on fire, FM 1127 in Shepherd. At this time, a private school located on FM 1127 has been safely evacuated. Thank God. All other residents living in a five-mile radius around this location should shelter in place at this time. The San Jacinto County Office of Emergency Management said in a statement posted on Facebook. Political commentator Benny Johnson shared video of the explosion on X, formerly Twitter. So this is very serious because we've had so many explosions of chemical plants as well as trains carrying chemicals. So don't forget that this has been an ongoing thing and we don't know why. Because we only hear the news and then we never hear any more about it. Until the next one happens, and the next one. But we would like to know the answers to these situations of arson and explosions and attacks at entertainment centers, because we were a pretty peaceful country before 2009. And after 1993, not as peaceful, when Bill Clinton opened up the Long Beach Naval Base and ports and allowed a foreign enemy communist nation to pretty much take over our manufacturing companies, our intellectual property, our jobs, and country. Influential and economically sound, while building up their armies, and now they threaten to destroy our economy and threaten our nation. And they're in bed with Iran and Russia and now we're watching Israel being attacked, who is an ally of America, and what happens in Israel can happen in the USA because we are not safe in unsecured borders with probably 40 or 50 million unidentified foreigners from crime-ridden and extremist nations. So food for thought, think about it, pray about it, and do your homework. Do your research, because injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Colombo Chronicles Live.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.